Hi, Neil. Thank you for joining us for this post-match chat. Always tricky doing these post-match chats straight after the full-time whistle because you've still got the emotion from the touchline, and I'm not going to get you into trouble this afternoon, but we'll come to the penalty shouts in a second. But let's just touch upon the actual full-time result. 2-1. Workington have just taken their chances, haven't they, really, towards the end, and it's just...
Whatever I say, people are going to obviously hang on every word, so I've got to be careful what I say because emotions are very high. And listen, I am a complete realist. We haven't won away from home. The results fall on my shoulders, what I've just said to the lads in there. If it's me that's under pressure, then you accept that. But I cannot accept that performance from the referee today. A game that we've totally controlled first half. Like Danny just said to me, miles better side. A penalty in the first half that should have been, even the keeper said it, should have been on Max Kane. The goal that should have stood, and then the second half penalty, well, you're on top at 0-0, just get me going on that. I very rarely, Ben, come out and have a pop at officials. I very rarely. I'll take the result. I can't say that today. That's an absolute shocker, and he came over and booked me. What does he want me to do? Because I jump up and down and ask for a penalty.
Well, it was a strong challenge. It didn't look like he got the ball at all. He's looking to his assistant, and his assistant, when he came running down the pitch, when your yellow card was given, he said he got the ball. I mean, that's an interpretation, let's say.
It's a shocker. I'm using words that their bench have said to me. It's a stonewall penalty, and we're on top, and there's only one team in the game. And Danny will tell you that, and that's no disrespect to Workington. We've done so well to them. We've come away with nothing. And it's hard when you're out there as players and you can see the goal, your heads go straight away and you start looking round going, how's that not a penalty? Have we not scored? How's the referee not given a decision? And then you start losing your focus a little bit. But the lads are human beings. They're human. And when they know that they deserve something and get nothing, that's really hard to take. But we've lost another game of football, which I'm sure that will open up a catalogue of conversation about it.
Just to focus on our end of the bargain and our chances. I mean, we've dominated possession. We've created a multitude of chances in the penalty area. But go back to how Workington have scored. They've taken their chances, whereas we haven't.
And
that's the crux of it. Take the penalty out of it and the disallowed goal, which I'll come to in a sec. That's essentially it, isn't it?
Of course
really?
It is. We can't keep making chances. I know the kid makes a couple of good saves. We hit the post. We fizz balls across the box, we're not in there, for whatever reason it's not going in. Try and bring a centre forward into then. I think he did well for 16, and he tired, you know, he'll score goals for us. Donners, obviously we had to surrender him because of risk of injury again. But we've got to take our chances. We were camped in there our first half. Everyone could see it. We had the directors behind me, you were here, everyone, they couldn't get out. They had no answer for us, but we've got to score. And then, you know, lads defend themselves when things aren't going for them, so they come back and say, oh well, I tried to put a ball in, I tried to do this. And sometimes it's alright trying, but you've got to do it, you know, you've got to do it. And when you cross the line, you've got to take responsibility. I mean, the second goal comes because we don't play forward, we check. It's poor decisions, but the lads are brilliant, the team are brilliant, you know, they are. You know, I'm not putting it down to, you know, guy checking today and not giving the ball. I'm putting this solely down to the referee. I can't put it anywhere else, Ben. We score one, we go and score three or four. I know the keeper really well. He's laughing down the tunnel at me at half time. He went, how's that been this? And I just said,
well, the argument I would make is if that was an outfield player, that wouldn't be a foul.
No.
And he's got his hands that he's allowed to use. So,
you know, and our jobs, the pressure we put ourselves under leading up to a game of football on a Saturday is huge. You know, you speak to Danny, their manager, it's huge, the pressure we put ourselves under. And when you get officials today, it really, really puts a really sour note over what you do in the week, because we work really hard as players and managers and staff to get it right. And when you cross the white line, you know, people can make mistakes, but you can't make a catalogue out there. You know, when one of my players makes a mistake, you hope that someone will turn around and try and get him out of it. If the referee makes a mistake, he's got the liner looking right across the player. He's got a second pair of eyes. You know, we all know it's a penalty, and to apologise to me at the end going, if I've got it wrong, I'm sorry. That's a disgrace. You can't say sorry.
Well, it'd be interesting to watch it back when the replay is available. But we've got Mask next. You take that frustration with you to
Yeah, of course we do. Yeah, now. there's no, you know, Mass can't come. I don't know how they've gone on today.
They got beat.
You know, everyone looks at it and they're, 2 points second from bottom, and they think it's an easy win for us. But, you know, if we carry on with our away form, the way it's gone this season, then we don't go and get anything. But it's got to turn. You know, Warrington Rylands in midweek, we play really well, come away with a 1-0 defeat. Today we play really well, come away with a 2-1 defeat.
Well, Neil, a frustrating afternoon. Unlucky today, but we go again on Tuesday night at Mass United. And a big thank you for joining us, and we'll catch up again then.
Cheers, man.